Welcome to the Multimedia Men Podcast number 18 with Mustache Rides.
1-8.
Mustache Rides are free.
Free on Fridays.
It is time.
It's always
guys.
Free.
You have no idea.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkan.
Hey.
Andrew Conway.
Yes, you are.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
And Adam Conway.
Oh, yeah.
It's our 18th podcast. This is our last podcast of the year. We've enjoyed making these 18 episodes for you. We hope you listen. We hope you enjoy. Or we hope you hate it.
Go back.
Whichever way, let us know.
Tell us who you are.
Since it's the end of the year, happy holidays.
Send us a picture.
Naked.
Alfred? Last year, if you listen to our last podcast, we talked about the worst movies of the year. Hence,
leading up to this moment.
It all came to this.
We're doing the best movies of the year.
The best films with...
So here how we're going to do it. I'm going to read a list of movies that I think we all have on our list. And then we're going to go through and ones that might be on each other's list, might not. I know some of them probably be on the worst list. Some will be on the best list, and we'll fight over it. Yes. Blood will be shed.
Can we all agree that The Counselor was like one of the worst movies of the year?
Since we did sex scenes, all get topless right now?
No.
I'm already done ducking it over here.
Oh, you are. You're bottomless.
I guess.
Done.
Or Winnie the Pooh.
I Winnie the Pooh it. He
know. I'm
Mickey Mousing
it. Same thing.
Mickey Mousing it. Thing.
Does he have shorts?
His shorts are shirt.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm the Winnie the Pooh shirt.
Does that mean you have a tail?
No.
I have a tail.
Why would you think that?
I have a tail and gloves.
You could be Minnie Mouse.
We all do have tail bones.
Like,
we did have tails in the past.
That's true.
Some people do have vestigial tails. Why are we talking about this now?
I don't know.
Get our go.
We're on topic. All right, getting on topic. Getting on topic. Okay, so here are some of the best movies of the year. Let me know. Just say yay or nay, yes or no, if you agree. These are 14 of mine. Number 14.
It's only 2013.
We are what we are.
That's why I did top 13 to 13.
So no. Number 14, we are what we are.
I can't wait till 2080.
No, thank you.
What is that?
It was a horror movie about camp.
You're really fucking old.
No.
Did not make my
list. I didn't see it. So.
Yes.
What'd you say?
We are what we are, number 14.
Did not make my list.
Yeah. We are what we are, number 14.
That did not make my list.
You know
it's
what?
Okay.
One of the better interviewers that we got to interview.
He's
really
liked
him.
Yeah, he's really
nice.
And for that movie to be the way it was when you look at the trailer, really impressed.
That movie was beautiful and shocking.
I really like it. Yeah. And for a cannibal movie, horror
never
movie,
eat
it was great.
Chili again.
So
I only eat chili.
I do.
Number 13, which is a personal one of mine, which probably didn't make any of your lists, but it was a great remake, was Evil Dead.
Nope.
Great.
I know. I wouldn't pick that
one. A, it wasn't that great, and B, no.
Number 12, just for sheer entertainment, Now You See Me.
No.
No. Why would it?
It's sheer entertainment.
Why
didn't
we let Ryan Sears?
Yeah,
Brian,
wait a second. We're
just going to
have
me.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Movies.
We're getting
and
there.
No one saw.
So now you
saw.
No one has
seen it. It's really cute, and I can't wait for the sequel.
Okay. Number 11.
It's already been announced.
Yeah.
Number 11 was Seth Rogen's directorial debut, This Is the End.
It wasn't Seth Rogen's directorial debut.
Yeah.
It was Evan Goldberg.
That's right.
With
Seth
Rogen.
Correct.
Quality movie.
Great
quality
movie. Movie. Not on my list.
One of the better improv movies.
One of my
movies.
Favorite scenes of the entire year.
Come
all over this place.
I'm going to come all over.
Come over here.
David Bryder is one of the best parts.
He was the only one.
The best
one.
All right.
Jonah Hill gets raped. I think that's the best.
Bang, bang, bang.
So I had a tough time between 11 and 10, but number 10 for some reason, The World's End, Edgar Wright's...
It's
not on my list either.
All right.
That was a lot of fun.
It was great. I had more fun.
Okay.
It's
only the second best movie of the trilogy.
And it's more rewatchable than This
the
Is
best?
The End, I thought.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead is.
Shaun of the Dead.
I'm Hot Fuzz all the way.
Hot Fuzz is better than World's End, in my opinion, by far. World's End just fell apart.
So that's...
It's just... Meh.
So that's
they're
not,
drunk at the end.
Yeah, it's horrible. It was a lot of fun, though.
So that's number 10.
I enjoyed it.
Number 9 is Stoker.
That's very good film. Very good film. Not enough people have put that on their top 10 list.
Stoker was definitely my number one movie since I saw it back in February. It's been my number one movie for the entire year. And
until November?
Until like a week ago.
Okay.
Until a week ago when I saw it.
All right. Number 8.
But I love Stoker.
Number 8 is
so sexy.
Is a documentary.
The sexiest film I've seen this
year. Number 8 is a documentary. Act of Killing.
We all saw that together.
A lot higher on my list.
I wasn't invited to that.
Yeah, it's like number... Oh, sorry.
Number
easily
eight
one
of
the most
killing.
Number
dark
six, number six
documentaries.
Oh, great.
The sequence where he's talking about how he killed them on that rooftop. Crazy.
I don't think I can see that.
I think we talked more about that movie afterwards than any other film this year.
Watch it. That didn't make my list because I just forgot about it.
Number 7, Prisoners.
Yes.
That's a runner-up.
That's on my list. Number 7 is Prisoners. Hugh Jackman.
Number 9.
Terrence Howard. It's like as tense and suspenseful.
It just keeps building and building the whole movie.
It's so creepy.
He knows how to keep
it's ironic. If we look at Brian's list and our list and the rest of the critical world out there, ours are all wrong compared to them.
We're
right. None of these movies were on Wagner's list.
All right.
But that's because the critics only see... Okay, we're all critics, obviously.
They see
but
as many films as we do, if not more.
They see as many
films,
but they also just decide what their
like,
little...
None of these films were on IndieWire.
First has their own opinion.
First off, let me say one
but
thing.
But there's a lot of
I've
shit
read a lot of
list.
Critics' lists. So many people have 12 Years of Slave. I don't have 12 Years of Slave on my
nothing,
list.
I want nothing to do with that
What, moving on.
It was 12 on mine.
7 was
Prisoners.
Number
13.
6 for me. 6 was Nebraska. Nebraska was great for me.
I thought it was okay. I just didn't overall. I liked June Squibb.
June Squibb was great.
I didn't see Nebraska.
I think it's a little bit gets too much love. It's not the best Alexander Payne.
Number 5 is Mud.
Mud, yep.
Mud didn't make
that was my number,
number
1 movie of the year.
Well, we'll discuss why. It's
Mud was
number
3 for me.
Number 5 was Mud. Number 4 for me was Short Term 12.
That was
I, for some reason.
Five.
I actually didn't see
I could just I love that movie.
I had a real big issue with the film.
With those characters as possible.
Real big issue with the film.
All right, so my top 3 were very difficult. Number 3 was Way Way Back, number 2 was Gravity, and number 1 was Wolf of Wall Street.
I have a big issue with Gravity being in your top 10.
Gravity's
beautiful. If you see that film outside of IMAX, it's not the same film. And that is a big issue with filmmaking this time. If you saw any of the Batman films, or specifically the second one, because we know how
bad the fucking
third
one. Dark Knight.
It does. That is an IMAX film that you can watch on your television and enjoy the story. I will never see Gravity again.
Yes, you
period.
Will.
No, I won't. Yes, I saw it in a regular theater, and I was not amazed at any sequence. It's horribly acted. In fact, there is no acting. Grunting through a fucking green screen scene is not acting.
That is acting.
She wins for that as best actor.
The acting is
fucking Kate Blanchett should burn
the
building down.
She won't win, but she'll be nominated.
Why?
She deserves a nomination.
There are so many better female actors than that performance.
It's not about the acting, though.
It's not about the acting. It's about the reacting to everything. I mean, everything else in that film.
What is she reacting to?
The fact that she's fucking stuck in space?
What are you reacting to?
She didn't react to anything. Her hair never moved.
You're a big man?
There's no sequence in there that made any scientific sense.
Yes, it does.
I mean,
no, it doesn't.
Not
it's not scientifically
space with no way
possible.
Home. I don't know.
We're talking about a great
she
movie.
She went through space with a fire extinguisher. It's amazing.
We were scared because of the cinematography.
That's a beautiful film.
That is
though.
A beautiful
it's
DP
beautiful
work. It is not a good acting role.
It's
a great
movie.
If you
acting.
Think that's a top 5 acting, you have not
well,
seen enough female acting.
I'm talking about
acting.
Best film.
It's not best film. How is that best film?
It was on number 14 on my list, so.
It was a stunning film.
It's a
how?
Great film.
Because
man.
The way that he was
Alfonso
able to...
Alfonso Cuarón, the way he was able to... Yeah.
Did you see Children of Men? That's
yes.
10 times better than this.
No, Gravity
but
is
he's
better.
Such a fucking...
How
okay.
the fuck is
Gravity's
that better
better
than Children of Men? Time out. Let's rewind to Children of Men. Children of Men had a 12-minute shot that was cutless, that was cinematography at his best.
Gravity had
he made
it.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's green screen. They have a fucking them in a chair going like this, and half of the facial scenes are put on afterwards.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
They're not put on afterwards.
No,
half of the sequences where we see their face in space,
but you said
is put on afterwards, digitally placed.
Just said
it's an animated film at
12-minute long scene without any cuts. There is a longer scene in Gravity without any cuts,
and it's not real. The Children of Men sequence was real. They're going down a damn hill, and there's freaking cars around. There's motorcycles. There's explosions. All of that shit was real.
Gravity was a better
Gravity
story.
Is green screen.
Gravity
it's not
was a better
real.
Story.
It's not what they did in
There's
Inception.
Elements,
what?
There's real elements.
What elements
Gravity
are real?
Gravity was a better story.
And Gravity...
No, okay. I'll give you a movie that was done in the 1990s.
That whole thing was one shot. One shot. That whole thing in Gravity. Her inside that
okay.
thing.
Do y'all remember Apollo 13? No. Tom Hanks went into a ship. A fucking plane
that
went up... and down and up to create gravity.
Comet.
The vomit. Okay, right?
The vomit. Yeah.
They shot those sequences. All the rest of the sequence, they shot underwater. That is directing.
Because they didn't have the
that
technology.
That is a quality film.
They didn't have the technology.
To fake it.
To fake it.
To fake it. How do y'all think it's a good movie if it's fake?
That doesn't matter.
No, they're not. Children of Men was really shot. They fucking drove a car down.
Really
it's not a fake shot.
Everything that he did in Gravity was completely new and had never been done before.
What?
That's what makes him an amazing director.
Are you kidding me?
That's why the Children of Men.
How is it direction?
That's why you can love Children of Men.
Did you
all
like The Pie last year? Did you like, why not?
Well, because the tiger almost
horrible.
Died, and that was sad.
It was a fake tiger.
No, it was a real
yes, it was a
tiger.
Fake tiger.
There was a real
it
was, one.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it's a fake tiger. Hollywood Reporter. It's a fake tiger. It's a fake tiger, and you
I
know
like
it.
The fact
no,
that
all
the scenes.
No, not at all. I can show you the extras on the DVD.
Show it to me. It's a fake tiger, other than the sequences when he's not on the boat.
Not at all.
The only sequences with the tiger were not shot with him there.
Nope. No, that's not true.
Period.
All of it was real tiger, except for the ones that were too intense for the tiger.
When the tiger's right next to the boy.
Because it's too intense for the tiger.
So why is Life of Pi not considered a beautiful, amazing film?
It is considered a beautiful film.
No, it's not.
Didn't it win for best cinematography
last
year?
That's the only reason why it should win. Cinematography. Emmanuel Lubezki made Gravity. No one else.
Cinematography.
Alfonso made it. Cinematography.
Bullock did a great job.
Bullock did an
amazing job.
Cinema.
Let's move on to the next movie.
Cinematography. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm shocked that y'all think Gravity is a well-done movie.
It is.
His short film that his son did is better than the fucking movie.
I don't agree.
You don't think the Inuit story where they're in Alaska where they
Gravity.
Hear her response.
Yeah,
that's 10 times better than the script he wrote for Gravity.
That should have been in the movie.
There is no fucking script for Gravity. Scream here, scream there. You know what, George? Let's talk about fucking Hank Williams. Okay, I'll do that. That movie sucked.
You're wrong.
Okay. You're wrong.
It's your opinion.
Is it a spectacle?
But it's a ridiculous
best
opinion.
Spectacle
but you
of the
know
year.
How planned out that
yes. Way. Is it a beautiful IMAX experience?
It's a beautiful film.
Can you watch the film on regular TV?
Yes.
No, and I will be honest about that. No, you cannot. But when I'm in the theater watching that film, which is where you should watch that film, it is a splendid.
So that makes you the best movie of the
film.
Year?
Yes.
How?
Because it's exactly what it needs to be done. It is a spectacle. It
That's
is a
better than,
event.
Than
it needs to be an event. Those
That's better than Wolf of Wall Street?
I didn't say
okay, wait,
Wolf
wait a second.
Of Wall Street. Nobody said it was better.
No, this is number two film of the year.
Yeah, but my number one film is Wolf of Wall Street.
My number one is Wolf of Wall Street. Okay, well, I'll give you that.
There you go. So moving on, kiss and make up. Say, I love you. I love you.
I love you all. I mean,
okay.
I love you all.
Gravity.
But you're all fucking retards.
No, besides Gravity, way, way back in Wolf of Wall Street. But besides
Adam agrees with me though.
Besides
he's hiding at the table, guys.
Moving on from Gravity, what about Way Way Back and Wolf of Wall Street for y'all?
Way Way Back hasn't gotten enough love. It was one of the better, well done movies.
And it's one that the script of that film is so beautiful and so flawless, and it's not getting any attention.
Yeah, they gave the Descendants all this love, and this is a better script than the Descendants.
It is a way, but it's a more heartfelt, and more endearing.
You know what? And they don't fake it.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to make it their own way, which I
In Wolf of Wall Street, it was like last year. With last year, Django Unchained came in at Christmas and got in my top three. So I pass it on to you.
Yeah.
What other movies besides these that were mentioned were
your... runners up, I had Blue Jasmine for basically Kate Blanchett.
It's so good. Blue Jasmine's so great. She needs to win Best Actress.
Over Sandra Bullock, hopefully.
Another comedy that...
She's not
going to
win, don't worry.
If she does,
isn't getting a lot of love, but In a World...
In a World is great. I would love to see that for
Lake Bell's underrated
script.
You know what?
She won the screening award at the Sundance.
I'd rather have her get a nomination than Sandra.
Would you rather see Rachel Weisz in Gravity? Because that was the first choice.
Thank you. I'd rather have any of the other four actresses
What's
they thought of before.
Sandra Bullock? I think you would have had the
She's a wonderful actress, and this is her worst acting.
What? Miss Congeniality?
She doesn't act in the
Come
film.
Come on. You're
you know what? In The Blind Side,
the net.
She acts.
She was terrible in The Net.
No, The Net is a delightful film.
You know what? Fuck that. The Net is a better film than this.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Let's not
better
talking
acting.
About Gravity.
Better acting.
Okay, we're letting Gravity down. Gravity's
not a real film.
Just start naming your list.
Also,
the Gravity of the Situation, guys.
I was pleasantly surprised by Anatomy Movie, The Croods.
Croods?
Oh, I love The Croods.
That's a runner-up.
Was that Miley Cyrus' bitch ass then?
No, it was Emma Stone and Ryan
Reynolds. Oh, that's right. I like
You're thinking of Bolt.
Oh, okay. That's where Bolt what sucks. Else?
And then also Inside Llewyn Davis.
That's the dog movie?
Like five years ago.
Inside Llewyn Davis is great.
It's cracked my top 10.
I really would have liked to put Inside Llewyn Davis in my top 10.
But it didn't make this.
It didn't make mine at all.
How? How did it not? That movie is brilliant.
It's a beautiful film. It was real. I enjoyed it while I watched it.
But this is my personal. This is like what stuck with me.
The scenes in the hallway are worth every damn moment.
And that freaking cat. And also the snarkiness of Llewyn is just delightful.
I'm shocked that doesn't make your list.
Like when he was judgmental.
How can I not like that movie?
I don't know, I loved the movie. But
the old lady.
Well, and he's just like judging everybody. Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Inside Llewyn Davis is top. Yeah. Top 10 for me.
Well, it's number 3. And then number 8.
I do it.
Captain Phillips.
Loved it.
I love
best final ten. Yeah.
Best 5 minutes ever.
It's the best acting of the year.
You have to get through 2 hours before that.
But you need that 2 hour to get to
but
that
moment.
But I felt
that way last year about
Great Cinematography.
Heights.
Yeah.
That
was all real.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
real, though.
And then
so is All Is Lost. All Is Lost.
This has become the Gotti Elkhan show.
Why?
What?
Because Adam's talking.
But we're talking about the same things.
Go for it. Number 7 is a movie most of you guys probably haven't seen, but Enough Said with
James Gandolfini.
Julia Dreyfus and James
Gandolfini.
Such a great movie. Such a great movie.
Such a great movie.
Right, add this to my list.
And then I have Mud.
So behind
you. Next.
Mud.
List,
we talked about Mud already.
But then he just said it. All Is Lost is number 5 on my list.
I haven't seen All
Is Lost. I didn't get to see
so
that.
Good.
It's
so good.
It blows away gravity. It takes the reality of someone actually dealing with the
but a lot
real
of
life
it's a survival story
and it's not fake
it's a survival story
it is
we've
and it's a
about
really
well
the script
like
I said the script's
reality,
like 31 pages long
believe. There's tons of
there's
survival
no,
stories
there's no dialogue
right the script
it's
is
beautiful.
Like 31 pages long you know get the whole movie out of it
it's not on my list dude oh yeah
great
it's...
acting then number 4 on my list most you didn't like I guess American Hustle
so
I was entertained by
it.
I'll say my piece about American Hustle.
Christian Bale is great.
American Hustle.
Christian Bale is the best part of that.
Wait a second.
The best part of that is the science oven. Learning what the science oven is.
Wait a second. American Hustle.
Jennifer Lawrence.
This was
the show.
This was
a microwave.
Go ahead.
This was American Hustle to me. There was no depth. There was no meaning. It was a great show. It was like
right. I'm saying it was an
interesting. Whoa!
It's just a good show.
Okay, that is really well written script. It is a very well acted film.
Oh, but there's nothing underneath it. There's
then how
nothing.
Do you like a movie like Gravity
yeah,
over that?
That's a really
come on.
That
no, there is.
I mean, if your argument is about underneath Gravity, American Hustle had 5 incredible performances.
There's
tons
of
Jeremy Renner was yeah, but the argument is if you're talking about really well thought out, well done scripts and taking a script and making it into a movie. American Hustle is really well
American
done.
Hustle was based off the ab scam thing, and he had that story, and then he rewrote the characters to over the top silly, and you got a good story out of it. You got a good
Jeremy
spectacle.
How is it over the top?
I'm not saying it was back. It was great.
Scorsese was over the top. Wolf
of
Wall Street's
over
the top.
Yeah,
interesting characters.
Wolf of Wall Street's over the top.
Completely over the top.
Wolf of Wall Street's over the top.
Wolf of Wall Street.
None of that shit happened. Jordan Belfort was not that character.
He was
I am
crazy.
Sorry. No, he wasn't. Go read shit on Jordan Belfort. He was the richest
Wolf
son
of
a bitch on fucking Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street was
he wasn't
all
even
about
like
the
that wealthy compared to the rest of
in
no,
drugs
wasn't.
And alcohol. It wasn't about the actual scam they were running. It was about showing yeah,
was
the drugs
American
and
Hustle.
Alcohol.
American Hustle was about these.
But American Hustle, the first 5 minutes of the movie was him combing over his hair.
And that was one of the best.
That was brilliant.
It was good, but it's not. There's nothing underneath that. It's just like it's hilarious. It's
brilliant.
So you didn't enjoy watching him do that?
I did, but it wasn't
well, then
top
what's
14.
What's the argument?
I'm saying it's not top 14.
Okay.
But Sandra Bullock's hair never moving is better.
Jesus Christ.
Her hair never moved in that movie. It never moved.
It's space. Go to space.
You go to space?
I've been.
But when you blow out an airlock,
I haven't been.
Your hair's going to get messed up.
It's real quiet.
I'm shocked
right
that you hate on American Hustle for not having a script that made sense, but Gravity, which has no acting.
I didn't say
in
it made sense. I just said it was – there's nothing underneath it.
There's,
it's the closest
you should
thing.
Probably watch it again.
Yeah,
there's
so much into it.
There is. Number 3 on my list, which wasn't really mentioned, was Her.
That doesn't
Spike
come
Jones.
Out till next year, though.
It's officially part of the Oscar run.
It is.
Which
so
is crazy.
August Osage.
Yeah.
August Osage made my top 10. It doesn't come out
but
in
Osage,
January.
Oh, yeah.
August Osage, to me, is one of the best acted films this year.
Meryl Streep.
It's a great love story.
Give her an Oscar if you want.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's a great love story between Joaquin Phoenix and
Peter. Fuck that shit. I cannot deal with people. Pretty people in their fucking.
Spike Jones has balls in making this movie.
Oh, yeah.
No other director would have the guts to make this movie.
He created a whole new world, you know, basically in this film.
It's gorgeous looking. And you know what? It's really well written.
The costumes are hilarious. You can see people wearing them. That's the thing.
And the concept of her overcoming her love to figure out that she's into so much more than just this guy is the best part of the film. It makes sense. Yeah. It's the only film that is set in the near future that, you know what? I could see that really happening.
It's kind of
I didn't like Joaquin Phoenix casting.
You just like totally changed my opinion on
her
that. She has agency and can make choices on her own outside of
her character is the most dynamic character in the movie.
It's
kind of
like Ruby Sparks.
Her.
If Ruby Sparks
went
a better direction.
Yes.
When do you see it?
I have a screener from Scott.
Yeah.
He does not deserve to get her.
I know.
He's such a dude.
He doesn't get her. Who are we talking about? Her?
Ruby Sparks.
I like him.
I was saying it's like Ruby Sparks.
She was making an allegory.
Or
like Lars and the Real Girl.
But the problem with Ruby Sparks is there's a difference. The issue with Ruby Sparks is it's his creation. It's all about what he wants. In her, this is an AI, and she learns in this movie. She educates herself, and she grows past him, and she leaves him. Not to give away the fucking ending, but it's really well done how she grows as a character.
Yeah, see, I'm down with that. That sounds like
that's a lot better than Ruby Sparks.
See, the marketing for that film is not made me wrong.
Well, it's Joaquin Phoenix, and they're trying to sell
Joaquin. But also, no, they're selling the idea that this sad man. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Wait till you watch it. That's the thing.
I can't wait.
If you think he's sad in the trailer, wait till the end of the film. And you'll really see what sadness is.
Okay, we're off topic.
Okay, what else you got, Adam?
Your top two.
We already mentioned way back in Wolf of Wall Street.
So what's number one?
So quality.
It's so hard, but I would say Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, great. That's two for Wolf of Wall Street. Gwen,
okay,
which ones haven't we not mentioned?
A couple of films that you guys haven't mentioned that I really, really love this year.
Beautiful Creatures?
Beautiful Creatures. Did not make my list, even though
that was number 11.
I have watched it be 5 times.
Hardcore number 11.
Five times, that's a feat.
It's been on HBO a lot. I love that movie. I wanted to point out that I think that Frozen was a really, really good
movie. I didn't see Frozen, I really wanted to see it.
And a nice return for Disney Animation, stepping away from Pixar and
doing
2 years in a row of really great films. And also being, as a woman who spent a lot of time with children or anything.
But it's got
a nice message. It has a nice message for girls, which are the main audience that are watching this, which is you should be able to do things on your own, and you can't judge all the books by the cover.
And all men are doofuses, apparently.
Well, no, Jonathan Groff's in it. He's delightful.
He's cool.
He's a doofus.
I also really loved the French-Canadian film Starbuck, which we
A lot better than the remake with Vince Vaughn.
So much better. Really funny,
so
really charming, really sweet. I cried a lot. It was really great. I also loved The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. I thought that it kind of fixed all the problems.
My writers got 4.5 out of 5.
It was a great film.
A lot better than the first one.
It was a lot better than the first one. They really do a nice job of kind of.
So that's in your top 10.
Yeah. Right. Well, then I also have two other ones we haven't mentioned.
Oh, so that's in your top 10, eh?
Yeah, it's in my top 10. Sorry. That's number 6. The Heat and 20 Feet from Sun.
So The Heat. Love that movie.
My favorite film on the side.
I hated to leave it off my top 14. That might be number 15 for me, but I love The Heat.
Well, no, it was definitely like my favorite movie of the summer. It was nice to see women being able to run a buddy.
It's definitely one of the funniest movies of the year.
Yeah, it was really
great.
And I can't wait for the sequel.
Me
neither. Definitely do the sequel. So, and also the one documentary that made my list was 20 Feet from Stardom, which
was awesome. But when you see the act of killing, it's going to change your mind.
Yeah.
But not necessarily. This is just my jam. Like, that's the kind of film.
But
I
like, so the main chick in that, and 20 Feet of Stardom,
what was that
follow? She was the backup singer to Michael Jackson's "This Is It" tour before he died.
One of the ones.
Yeah, she was awesome. So,
but I will add another vote for Wolf of Wall Street that ended up topping out
number one. That's number one. So 3 for Wolf of Wall Street here, Andrew. Tell us.
And it also made me want to do a lot of Quaaludes.
Yeah, let's all do Quaaludes. You know what? I've roofied myself before. I've roofied myself before.
Why?
We can all be awesome.
GHB. I've had GHB before.
So we can all roofie ourselves
guys,
for the next podcast.
That's really fucked up.
Liquid X.
It's awesome. So
we had only 6 beers between 6 guys.
So first, with 3 for Wolf of Wall Street for number 1, Andrew.
Tell us the ones that we have not mentioned that you agree with or do not agree with.
Not hanging out with any of you guys.
You guys said a lot of them.
I don't roofie people.
Thank you, guys.
Some of my runner-ups that weren't mentioned. I really enjoyed Joseph Gordon-Levitt's directorial debut.
Don John. Yeah.
That was a runner-up at the bottom there.
Really well acted by Scarlett Johansson, by the way. Her character's hilarious.
Man, I really like Julianne.
She was sexy until she spoke, man. Just that accent just killed me.
That's her voice, though.
It's not her real voice.
That's New Jersey.
Oh, I thought it was pretty
I also
good.
Liked About Time. That was a runner-up for me.
I didn't really see About Time.
Although I still have a really big issue some of the problems. And there's a big issue in that film. We can talk about it off.
Every time I heard...
Richard Curtis is great.
Time
travel is
good
in that. The Love Actually.
Travel,
it was such a great... It's a time travel thing, but it's definitely...
It's well done. It is well done.
It's definitely well done. The acting was great. And
I thought it was going to be corny, and I was really amazed.
You weren't sure if the guy could actually keep the lead actor, and I can't remember his name, but you were a little worried about whether or not he could actually be the lead actor in the whole movie, but he pulls it off quite nicely. It's a great little... performance for him. And then at the bottom of my list that was mentioned, Spectacular Now.
Ooh. I really like that movie.
That was...
It's probably my top 20.
It definitely, the performances in it were great.
Miles Teller's
great. And just, yeah. The new breakout star, I feel like he's...
Good young director.
He's going to be in everything now.
Georgia kid. Yeah.
And Shailene Woodley was amazing in it. And then the guy from...
Super 8.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the father, even...
The guy from Super 8.
Yeah.
Kyle Chandler.
Friday Night Lights.
Mr. Coach?
Just all the scenes with him were just amazing.
He said no.
So good. And it's definitely a relatable performance all around. Because,
He's also good.
You have different...
Also.
I don't know. But yeah, so that was definitely...
Zero Dark
that actually was number 10 for me.
Kyle Chandler.
A movie that I just saw recently that I thought was really good was Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Okay.
I was...
That's getting mixed reviews, so...
I enjoyed it.
Has anybody else at the table seen that film?
I have seen it.
I liked it.
Did any of y'all see the Danny Kaye original version?
Yeah.
I like that better.
Well, yeah, because
I'm not saying I didn't like this one,
this is going from the source material, whereas the Danny Kaye one was like...
I thought it was a lot more enjoyable.
But I would just, the subtlety behind it, and I just thought it was a good picture with a good message, and I really enjoyed it. I want to watch it again.
And for all those rated R movies that are out there... This is a good PG film.
Cool. Yeah, it's
your family could go see Walter Mitty and really enjoy it.
And Ben Stiller's great in it. Like he
directed it.
No, it is a really
it is.
I think you could take your family to see it and really enjoy it. Yeah, everyone
I had a hard
family.
Time.
You gotta take your whole family to watch Wolf of Wall Street.
I don't think so.
Time this year with people asking for Christmas recommendations of what movie they should go see in the theaters on Christmas Day, and I was like,
"Well, this would be the closest
one." Yeah,
I
know, but I don't
want
to tell families to go see Wolf of Wall Street.
Of course,
I do.
It's definitely it's great. It's got Walter Mitty has a family aspect in it. Also, there's some
Christian Wiig.
Great, some great performances in it for sure.
Her face in the clouds. And Zach's beard.
Yes. And then another one that I'm surprised I almost had that's up on my list, Dallas Buyers Club.
I thought about that one too.
I thought Mud was a great performance, but I just thought...
Although Jared Leto for Best Supporting Actor.
But Matthew McConaughey's transformation in Dallas Buyers Club, I felt was a lot stronger than his performance in Mud. And I figured...
It's tough.
It is tough.
I didn't like her.
Jennifer Garner?
I thought her role is what really caused me not to like the film. There's not.
But Jared Leto is awesome.
Oh, Jared Leto should win an Oscar.
Yeah.
His best supporting actor.
Jared Leto, Matthew McConaughey, their transformations in it, that definitely
and Matthew McConaughey is also one of the best parts of Wolf of Wall Street.
He's so small in that movie, though.
But my number one actually was Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, genius.
So,
his short scene. All right.
My number one was Wolf of Wall Street.
Four for Wolf of Wall Street, guys.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So four for Wolf of Wall Street, number one. Gotti, is it going to be five for Wolf of Wall Street?
Wolf's not my favorite film.
Ooh, I like when Gotti plays French.
It is top five. It's a wonderful film. It's Scorsese at his best. But when you get a film like Mud that's made, that's the third film the guy's made. He's under 30, and he makes that film with two kids.
Thanks for making
me feel shit over here. I felt that way, though. If this guy can make this film with two kids and some snakes in the middle of fucking Arkansas... That's filmmaking.
Okay,
Wolf of Wall Street's
the best
brilliant.
It is
to me.
I'm not going
to
argue with you.
I've seen it 10 times, and I can't get enough of it.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to ask you. So since of all of ours were Wolf of Wall Street, yours is Mud, and this is all our personal list, which will all of our lists will be on our Facebook individually, so you can read them all. But why did Mud, out of all of the movies this year, stick with you the most?
Because I saw a 15-year-old actor give us more emotion than I'd seen in any other acting role.
But did it speak to you personally?
Yes.
Like how? Like what did it do?
I didn't get any of the Living on Water. I don't get know anybody in Arkansas other than actually I do, but I don't. Just the fact that that kid went through so much. His first kiss, his parents divorcing. He meets this complete stranger and he has a heart to help him. He meets a girl that's getting beat up and helps her immediately. Everything that Ty Sheridan did in that film showcases an actor that is way beyond his years. And compared to Miles Teller, who I think is just as brilliant performance as Spectacular Now, I was more amazed at Jeff Nichols getting that performance out of a 15-year-old kid than American Hustle getting out of Oscar winners and Wolf of Wall Street getting out of Oscar winners. You expect Leo to bring it to his A game. You don't expect a 15-year-old kid to carry an entire film.
That's true.
Is totally Wolf of Wall Street have better elements? Is it better shot? Yes. Is it a more encompassing script? Yes. Does it go through the ebbs and flows of a film that you want from Scorsese? Fully does. It's one of his best films
ever. What number did it make on your list?
It was 4.
It was 4. What were the 3-2?
Well, Way, Way Back was number 2.
Okay.
Only because I laughed that entire film. And I think, once again, young kids carrying the story.
This has been a good year for those
coming of age, yeah.
I was
Kings of Summer. Yeah.
Kings of Summer was one of the films that was on my list.
Sci-fi is a huge thing next year.
But I you know, it's really interesting because I really do agree with that. Because I think what Mud did that if you're comparing apples to oranges with Mud versus Wolf of Wall Street, is that Mud is a universal story. No matter what your life experiences is, you can come into that film and take something.
You always have a friend like that that you went on an adventure with,
well,
that you experienced stuff.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
That's why I enjoy
no
Spectacular Now.
You know, no matter
same
what
reason.
Level
you get the same elements.
I know that kid.
In Mud. Exactly.
I felt like I knew these kids.
Or you
knew those people.
Kid,
you knew
or,
been in those situations.
And, I didn't grow up on the Delta River, you know.
But I feel like
there was so much like of originality into it, but...
But
the simplicity of it makes it work.
And then
Way,
the
Way Back
side,
the same way.
Yeah.
And the flip side with Wolf of Wall Street, which I love that film because it's so ridiculous and so
you see a world that
and
you're
such
not
a great moral.
And none
film
of us know
of,
those
like,
people.
All of these terrible people get taken down.
Yeah,
which was nice.
And it's one of those things that we're actually fascinated with is a world that we have nothing. We don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Like, that's one reason why I watch these reality shows with these crazy bumpkin people from the middle of nowhere, because we're intrigued by a world that we have no access to.
And then I think Scorsese does that best. He's shown us the mob. He's shown us Wall Street behind the curtains.
He
shows us things we wouldn't regularly know.
He does his homework when it comes
to
that stuff. The meticulous elements that he brings to his films.
And
it's just brilliant.
Both directors, I think Nichols and Scorsese, are both very meticulous in the way that they present their art. And I think both films are really, really wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple of films that didn't make y'all's list. Kings of Summer.
I love
Kings of Summer.
It's in the same vein as Way,
yeah,
Way Back.
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
I love the editing. It's ballsy
and
editing.
I love Biagio.
Yeah.
That kid's
adorable.
He was in Ender's Game.
He was also on Hannah Montana.
Moises Alou.
Moises Alou.
Okay,
remember him at Diff when he was wearing...
Number 11, I went foreign.
Yeah.
I was blown away by The Great Beauty.
Okay.
Blown away by it. A lot of people just haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
And
that was on Wagner's list.
Yeah, which is shocking.
I felt that way about Waja. Waja was my foreign.
Another film that's not getting no love.
Didn't even get
an Oscar nomination for that,
and
that's
and
a travesty.
A
they gave it to
film.
The Grandmaster. That's
horrible,
a travesty.
Horrible movie, Grandmaster.
Over Waja, which Waja is...
But isn't the Grandmaster Korean? What is the Grandmaster?
It's
Chinese.
Yeah, it's not. So there's still a chance for Oscar, but there's no chance for Golden Globe.
No, and Waja is not on the last
shortlist.
What else you got?
Philomena with Steve Coogan.
I heard that's
good.
I
love the performance of Coogan, but it's got Judi Dench, and she brings it every time.
Yeah.
Plus, Stephen Frears
like
directed it, and I love that dude.
I prefer June Squibb's old lady performance over Judi Dench's.
But it's close.
It is close.
The one we mentioned, but we didn't really talk about, August Osage County.
That performance.
Yeah.
There's a dinner scene in it.
Does Julie Roberts come back to form? Is she back?
Fish.
It's the most real Julia we've ever seen.
I think that
she wears no makeup.
Her performance in that is one of the most impressive.
Does it go past Meryl Streep's? Is it?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
See, the thing is, I think there
Meryl Streep's
all
the time.
Meryl Streep's great. They're on different pages. They're just like
Meryl goes
from
crazy to believable.
But both of them lose themselves in that film. Like, you do not watch that film saying that's Meryl Streep doing this. That's Julia Roberts doing this. This is the first time I've seen Julia Roberts in a film where she is completely gone.
Real, yeah.
And there's a scene also later in it that's not the dinner scene, but the scene where everything's kind of gone to hell. And Ewan McGregor and Julia Roberts are having this conversation, and he admits like the most painful, heart wrenching thing to her. And I just remember feeling like those are real people, and you wanted to give them all hugs.
Well, what's amazing is Tracy Letts, who wrote the play, wrote the script. And for him to have the inside of those people is pretty incredible. Like, I don't know if he lived that life.
It's based off of his real family.
So then it, like, he captures something that I think Nebraska captured, but to tenfold.
I just think the only problem with that film that I had is the directing of it. The directing was incredibly distracting.
It can't live up to the play. It felt like a play on a screen, but that how can you not do it when you've got Tracy Letts?
Yeah.
I think same thing with Killer Joe. I think other than that drastic scene with the chicken wing, it's better as a play. I think the same thing with this. My number three film, and I easily could have put this as number one. I don't know anyone that saw this. Is a documentary called Natan. And it's about Bernard Natan, who, Natan Pathway, were the French, they're the French company that made the majority of the films through the 20s and 50s. And essentially, his name became blacklisted. And Pathé split with Natan because of a video of a man fucking a chicken. And this is where the saying comes from. Fuck, you know, the go fuck a chicken or whatever.
Sure. I've never heard that saying,
anyways,
but if you used it all every day, it's
fine. I thought about fucking some chickens.
But essentially, this guy's whole life
got
turned into this fake story, and it ruined his life. And all, if you look up on Wikipedia, it talks about that film. And this documentary shows, A, it wasn't even him, and B, the real-life Natan was probably the most brilliant turn-of-the-century filmmaker in the history of the world. And changed the face of filmmaking, and it's told from his perspective as he's looking back, like he's already died and he knows what's happening, and he's shocked at how much he can't change it. And it's the most haunting documentary. Act of Killing beats it out barely, but only because those people are right there and they're still alive.
Yeah.
I think if Natan was still alive and he was still persecuted, it would be just as good, but those dudes in Act of Killing were... I'd never want to meet those dudes ever.
Nope.
Like, that's a whole other breed of human.
Did anyone see... I didn't see Blackfish.
I like Blackfish. It's I don't think it's powerful, but it's also... You know that stuff's going on.
Yeah.
It's just a confirmation of it.
It's good to show to people who don't know. Like, I don't want to ever see Blackfish because I already don't go to SeaWorld. I don't support zoos. I don't do any of that stuff. And it's a good, important film for people who do and who have no idea.
For people that take their kids to SeaWorld, they need to see
that
film.
They need to see that film.
They need to
see
it.
They need to see it all. They need to see it on the road, on the way to SeaWorld.
Because they won't go.
Because you won't. You know, there's nothing sadder than going to SeaWorld and looking at those beautiful, majestic creatures that need to be in wild, open spaces, and they're stuck in a fish tank.
There was one sequence where they talk about the fins that I thought summed it up. SeaWorld's always claimed that the fins happen outside in real ocean. And this guy goes, it's ridiculous to think that fins do that in the real world. They did a study. They said .08% of the whales that they know of, they've only seen one. And that's 0.08 of the percent.
Well, and they talked about that. That's something that I remember learning when I watched Free Willy.
Free Willy, yeah.
They talked about in Free Willy.
Yeah.
That
why
goes,
is this thing down? Yeah,
it's like, oh, it's part of the captivity. And
it's
I'm
not.
Like, never.
Yeah.
Never take, never.
And I mean... The psychological turn of a whale. I mean, there's a whale that legitimately gets abused, but not by the people, by fellow whales.
Huh.
And it's like the female whales run, it's a matriarchal society, and this is a boy whale, and he gets literally bitten every night in the dark. Just bitten every night for 4 years by these two female whales.
He's doing a biting motion.
I know, yeah, sorry. And it's why he eats people. Flat out.
Yeah.
It's why he attacks humans. Because he has no other... All he's ever known is to attack.
Yeah.
It's haunting.
What about...
haunting.
Did anyone see Saving Mr. Banks? That's on my list to see. I haven't seen that.
I didn't see that either.
I'm a little scared,
but...
Yeah,
I haven't seen
So is Emma Thompson. They're talking about her getting an Oscar nomination and all that, but...
Just go read the story about her on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
P.L. Travers.
Like, her real life seems so much better than the movie.
Yeah, her real life seems so much more interesting.
Yeah.
So the consensus is Wolf of Wall Street and Mud.
Wolf of Wall Street on its own is the best movie of the year, I'll say that.
Okay, so that's five.
Yeah.
Five.
I mean, no, I'm out. Mud is my personal favorite.
Yeah.
But if I had to tell you to go see one movie in 2013,
Wolf of Wall Street
is the movie you have to see.
All right. Well, there you have it. That is the best films according to the Multimedia
that
Men.
Or Man of Steel.
Oh my God.
To us, we're going to post all of our individual lists on Facebook, so check that out. And that is the Multimedia Men for this year.
Oh, yay! Yeah.
We'll be back next year. Happy holidays, guys.
Balls.
Hey, ho.